I'm sure there was a point in everyone's life where they looked at Mario and they were like, are his overalls denim? And then there was me at 8 years old where I was like, Mario's wearing denim on the cover or of this game? I don't know. I want it now. Bag it, bag it, bag it. It's mine, mine, mine. And then that was how I was introduced to the most influential video game of my entire life. And that is where my story truly began. Hello, I'm Jacob, and you're listening to WGLZ Radio, where we are college radio and we are passionately vocal, and you are listening to my story. So, as a Nintendo fan all the way back in the early mid-2000s, I think it was very easy for me to say I was a Mario fan because that was the only thing I really knew. But the important thing of all of this was that I knew what Mario was. So, imagine my surprise at 8 years old of my life, and I had a Wii, and then I went into my local GameStop, and then I saw this random game. I didn't know what it was, and it had Mario on the front, but it wasn't a Mario game, but he was wearing denim overalls, which I had never seen before until that very day. And I was like, dude, this is some serious business. This is not cartoon Mario. This is the real deal. And that was the day that not only did I lose a DS and a whole shoebox of games for it, but I was acquainted to Super Smash Bros. Brawl, the most influential game of my life. And it all started with my ears getting blasted off after putting the disc into my system. If you know, you know. But then you get silence as the game loads. And then the orchestra picks up. And then everything just clicks. And I had no idea what was going on in that time. But I was like, oh my goodness, who put an orchestra in my Wii? Why are there trumpets blaring? This is amazing. So, like any 8-year-old would do, they had no idea what how to play the game. What was it that made Super Smash Bros. Brawl just so perfect? Well, there are many things. It could have been that story. It could have been the actual gameplay mechanics. But for me, I think the cake was in the Masterpieces mode. What is the Masterpieces mode? Essentially, it was just a bunch of NES and Super Nintendo ROMs that got smacked onto the disc, and there were a bunch of time limits on them. So you could play through little snippets of the games that were available on there, and then it'll kick you back to the main menu because you had to pay money for those games on the online shops, which I didn't have access to at the time. With all of that being said, I would play for hours on end in that stupid Masterpieces mode, trying to get to the end of the first level in Super Mario Bros. And every time I made it, the trial would end, and I would be super mad because I want to continue the game, but I can't because of cutscenes in the original game. And then it was just, it's all over. And then it's like, you know what? I need to do it again. And it was through all this trial and error where I was building this appreciation for these old games. And I'm like, this is as good as that new stuff that I play nowadays. And that was it. That was that moment where it clicked. I'm like, I actually kind of like this old stuff too. But that's not all, because that music. You know, I already talked about that intro theme. The whole soundtrack to that game, I don't know how they did it, but it is so perfect. It has a mixture of ambience and like rock. It is so good. And I'm like, how did they manage to do that? Like, you have like a rap song, you have a song that is literally just nature noises, and then you've got heavy metal rock. How did you do this and not get like some sort of whiplash in the music industry? That's like, it's so perfect. How did you do this? And I'm, you know, at first it's like, how do you even comprehend? Well, I can also say that after playing this game, I would become part of the band for my high school for the next 4 years, on top of the early training during elementary school days and junior high. So there has been a lot of experience, but I think that my appreciation of music originally came from this game, Smash Bros. Brawl. It is just all linked back to it. And that's not even the worst part of it, because I think my favorite part of this whole package was the story mode. And I'll tell you why. Because no character says a word, not even Mario, the guy who goes wahoo every game. Because in this game, he says nothing, not a word. And how is that possible? Because the story is so intricately told that you know what's going on without words. I've never seen that in a game before, let alone anywhere else. This was a first. And I loved it. I didn't even know what they were saying, if they were. But then it was like, you don't have to say a word. You can do everything without saying a word, and it makes sense. You know. And I didn't even know any of the other characters that weren't Mario related. I was like, oh, wow. Perfect. And I also would learn how to write stories. And now I don't do fan fictions, but I learned this new style of storytelling. It was beautiful. This game was so influential because of its beauty. It was perfect. It was exactly what I needed at that age to be something more, to evolve. And that was where my story of origins ends and my new origins of my story begins. Thank you for tuning in to WGLZ Radio, where we are college radio and we are passionately vocal. My name is Jacob, and thank you for tuning in.